The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Welcome to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan Neverna. He is your financial consultant serving all of northwestern Ohio, wherever you live in the Toledo area. Dan's office in Perrysburg. And, of course, Dan is on the radio each and every week. And, Dan, it's always good to be with you.
Good being here, Ron.
Here's the number to call. We'll go ahead and get this out front because it's so important. You have to reach out and call Dan's office and arrange a time to come in and have a conversation if you like. 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. When you come in for a conversation with Dan, you're not obligating yourself to do anything. It's not going to cost you anything. You're not hiring him as your financial consultant at all. 800-373-9715. It's kind of a getting to know you session. Again, 800-373-9715. Dan, I trust you've had an outstanding week, and I know that we reach a lot of folks every week on this radio show, and looking forward to getting in contact with some of these folks who are listening today, maybe calling in for the first time.
Absolutely. Love meeting people.
I don't know about you, but I am easily distracted by bright, shiny objects. You know, it can be easy to get distracted by the shiny objects in the financial world as well. And I know it's your job not to be that way, but you've had certainly clients over time who've been that way. What are the distractions that we all ought to be on the lookout for? Number one, I would think, is, you know, you go in, you meet with a financial person, and you get all these really glossy, shiny financial sales brochures. And, you know, some people can get overwhelmed by all that and really forget that there might not be much substance in there.
Yeah. I've seen some good ones. I mean, we have some pretty good ones, frankly, Ron. Mm-hmm. You know, we try to put things together to try to explain our story a little bit so somebody, if they want to have a takeaway, they can do that. But I see those sales brochures where somebody shows all the upside. It's got all this emphasis. You know, it's kind of like when you go to a restaurant and you see the menu, mm-hmm. and they've got this gyro, and you're like, man, that thing looks good. I mean, the gyro meat is just coming out of all the stuff and the fixings and all that stuff. And then you say, I want one of those. And then they bring it out, and you look at it, and you look at it next to the picture, and you think, oh boy, like that's, I didn't get what I ordered. You know what I mean?
It's almost like
the way it works
a
lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. The sales brochure is the same thing. I mean, many, many times, you know, the sales brochure, the picture of it that's given is one thing, but then there's this fine print. It's the rest of the story. And many people, when they get caught up in the, you know, looking at it and getting caught up in the excitement of it and what's being illustrated there, you know, sometimes some of the details are left off the table and they're not necessarily mentioned, and the details are extremely important. So you have to be careful not to get too caught up and not to get too distracted by those sales brochures.
And another thing you can get distracted by is hypothetical projections, sort of pie in the sky and being optimistic to the extreme.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, you'll definitely get a little enlightenment. Anybody that's listening, I've never talked about this before, I don't think. But so when I started in this business in the late 90s, I worked for New England Financial. So that's part of MetLife. So Snoopy and the whole deal, you know. And MetLife is a big company. And all of these insurance agents had sold life insurance to all of the people. And if you remember interest rates, Ron, they were much, much higher than they are now.
Oh yeah.
So it wouldn't be uncommon for somebody to have bought a house at 15 or 17% interest rate. It also would not be uncommon for people to have money in the bank earning them double digits.
Yep.
Well, they were illustrating all of these life insurance policies at the current rates. So we would see whole life insurance policies or sometimes universal life insurance policies, and they would be illustrated with amazing rates. I mean, 7%, 8%, sometimes 9%. So you can imagine what it looks like when they show someone that it's going to be earning 9% or 7% or 8%, and then it only earns 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And it's not pretty, Ron. And I was the guy that they sent out to go talk to all these people that were so ticked off all the time. So I got really good at, you know, dodging things that people threw at me. And I also got good at fixing the problems. And it's a big part of where I learned my job, really, because I was out there in the trenches fixing what somebody else had broken. So I have been extremely attentive my whole career to paying attention to the way things are illustrated. And I understand what's realistic and what to expect. And we really, it's much easier and much better for everyone if we show them a lower rate of return, a more realistic, and then we exceed expectations, everybody wins. Much, much better than showing these hypotheticals that just blow things out of the pie in the sky types of things, because the truth is, in reality, those things just don't happen consistently. And so I want to make sure that we're doing the best things for our clients. And I'll tell you, most of our clients, if we say, hey, Bob, we really feel like it would be in your best interest to work one more year just to make absolutely certain that you don't have to end up saying, welcome to Walmart, here's your cart, when you're 70. Mm-hmm. Unless you wanted to do that, we found that most of our clients are very happy. If their plan becomes a lot more bulletproof and tighter, they're happy to do what it takes to do that.
Dan, I hope you don't get mad at me when I say this, but I just have to ask you this question. When you were having to go out and do this and see all these people who may be quite disgruntled because they weren't getting the return that they expected,
yeah,
is that when you decided to take up martial arts just for self-preservation?
No, actually, I soon after I had a daughter is when I decided to do the martial arts thing.
Oh, but good idea.
It all kind of falls in the same timeline, though,
yeah.
I'll tell you.
Well, if you'd like the things that Dan DeVerna is saying on this show, and of course he's going to talk about a lot more interesting things, too, coming up, then call this number, 800-373-9715. Get on the calendar. Calendar fills up fast. So write down this number if you haven't done so already, 800-373-9715. I promise you come in, you have a conversation with Dan, you're going to enjoy getting to know him. He will enjoy getting to know you, and you're not obligating yourself to do anything at all. Just come in and get to know each other. 800-373-9715. That is at Creative Financial Partners, where you'll find Dan DeVerna. We're talking about distractions in the financial world, and what about testimonials and references? Sometimes those are really impressive, but are they really all that meaningful for advisors to throw all that stuff at you?
Well, for us, I mean, we have a lot of our clients that talk about us and talk well of us, but it's very touchy for how we can even use those things.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, you know, they say that past performance is not, you know, we can't really have any projections based upon that, no promises, no guarantees. So that's one side of it. The other thing is, if you looked at, I mean, we're serving, you know, our office, our building all together with our 20 some advisors, probably we're servicing thousands and thousands of people. So I'm sure that even if we weren't doing a great job, we could find two or three that would say, oh yeah, we're really happy with Dan. He's the best. So
yeah,
I don't put a whole lot of credibility in the testimonials. I think the best way for people to get to know you, the way that we meet most of our clients is through things like the radio, where they can get to know us a little on the radio. And then we sit down for a few minutes. We have a cup of coffee. We start to talk through some of the things to see if we see things the way they see things, and to make sure that it kind of just feels right. The other way is that if you or one of your friends works with someone in this line of work, it's very, very possible and almost likely that that's the type of person that you would work well with. If you and Rob get along really well, and that's just, you kind of see things eye to eye, then it's very common for a financial advisor that works well with Rob might work well with you.
Mm-hmm.
So those are usually the two different ways that we get introduced to people. And, you know, it's a big part of why we're still doing the radio show. And even with so many clients and such a successful practice, it's the idea of being able to make sure that we're getting all these people exposure to us. I mean, we can't save the world, but we know that there's a lot of people out there that are looking for guidance and looking for help in these areas.
You're listening to Dan DeVerna. He loves helping people. Of course, the show is the Financial Symphony. And Dan, what about advisor awards? Somebody told me the other day that you could actually buy those without really deserving them.
that's a really funny one. So a couple years ago, well, it's a year and a half ago, we brought in some new advisors. Now, we have a 5,000 square foot building here in Perrysburg, and we had a couple big producer guys, big guys I really wanted to come work with us. And I had a nice corner office in the back, and, you know, we were talking to this guy, Steve, and he says, you know, well, where would my office be? And I said, well, I think, you know, take mine. I don't care. And so that's what we did. And we put Steve into my office. Well, we start moving things over and we're figuring out what's going to stay and what's going to go. And it's a little smaller office. And what sacrifices do you make? Well, I actually had a ton of awards. I mean, I've been in the $1 million roundtable, which is an organization that means you're in the top 5% of people that do this job. And I've been part of that organization. I think I first achieved it in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I'm now top of the table, which means I'm in the top, you know, 0.5% or something like that.
Wow.
But if you look around in my office, you're not going to see that anywhere. I threw all that crap out. And we had to sacrifice some things when we made the change. And I love the pictures of my dogs and my kids and my picture of my son that's in the Navy and got one with grandpa with all of the grandkids. And I like those things. But because I think those trophies, if you want to call them that, or the awards or whatever, you know, those are generally how our business grades ourselves. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, who really cares? You know, I know for the people that I work with how important I am to them.
Yeah.
I don't really put a lot of emphasis. It doesn't mean that you don't want to have, you know, I do still belong to a couple of organizations and associations. And I think it's important for keeping my education up and keeping sharp and sharpening the sword. But I don't think the idea of all these accolades there just to try to impress people into working with me, that's just really not how we do it.
One more question here. What about professional designations? Is it really important to have all these letters after your name?
Yeah, so we've had some and we've let some go. So we have lots of them in our office. We have, I won't even get into it, but there's so many of these things that are kind of propped up. And so it used to be that it was a really big deal and there would be a lot of emphasis put on these. But I think just with the evolution of our business, there's still some that I think add a little bit of credibility. And we've got some guys that have them here. We've got some people that are studying towards some really important ones. But the truth is that I think the absolute first priority of things is, do you see eye to eye with somebody? Can you trust them? Do you feel comfortable with the plan that they put in front of you? Do you feel like everything that you're doing is putting you in a better place? And is this a plan that's built exclusively for you? Not a boilerplate thing where they just kind of plug in your name, but something that somebody customized and built for you with the way that you feel about things and what your objectives are. And if you're in a situation where you don't feel like all those things are the way that you are and that I just described how you feel about things, and you'd like to get to know somebody else and maybe would like to take a minute or two and just make sure that the plan that you've got is the right plan for you, or maybe you don't have one at all and you'd like somebody to kind of crunch the numbers for you. You know, we take people through our money map process, and it's been such a successful program, and we're refining it and continuing with our team philosophy to have all the experts in all the right areas asking all the right questions and working towards that plan that makes everybody feel just so much better that we're buttoning it up. So if you'd like that type of a second opinion, or if you'd like the first opinion and somebody to help walk you through this process, please give me a call right now.
800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Dan DeVerna and some outstanding folks at Creative Financial Partners. Dan DeVerna, 800-373-9715. If you live in Perrysburg, wherever you live in Northwest Ohio, call that number one more time, 800-373-9715. And you don't have to wait until the end of the show. You can call right now if you like. You're listening to Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan DeVerna, and there's more coming up on today's show.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor, and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
Want to make a musical connection on today's show?
You have this is our second series of musician mistakes, right?
I love these.
Because, they could be the best musicians in the world, but if they don't have their financial house in order, everything they're working hard for, it could be a disaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. We could be the best in our field, what we do, but if we don't have our financial house in order, it can be a disaster for our family, for us, and for our heirs, right?
Exactly. You know, if you were listening to the radio at all in the 1990s, you know Toni Braxton, certainly. Mm-hmm. She sold over 67 million records.
Yeah, she's from my hometown here in Atlanta.
Yeah, and I read recently that she was the second top-selling single artist, single female artist of the entire 90s. And the song I always think of when I think of Toni Braxton is Unbreak My Heart.
Oh, that's a great song.
And I bet you that her heart has been broken by her financial problems. She's had
a good one there, Ron.
Thank you, man. You see what I did there. Medical problems have plagued her, and she had another bout with lupus as recently as December of 2012. Now, she's filed for bankruptcy a couple of different times, one time listing her debts as high as $50 million.
Yeah. They had a reality TV show, her and her family, and all this kind of stuff came out during that reality TV show.
Yeah. She was a wonderful singer and a wonderful artist. A lot of people love her, but, you put medical issues in there, and it really complicates things. How do you prevent medical problems from bankrupting you, whether it's while you're working or whether you're retired?
Yeah, so, we always talk about why it's so important to have insurance, and with the Affordable Care Act, mandates were out there saying you've got to be insured or you're going to be, pay penalties, But the thing about it is we're sitting here right now, Ron, with unanswered questions. What is the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare or the exchanges? What's it going to look like here in the future?
Who knows?
I mean, it's really, we're basically out there right now, with this potentially blowing up because there's not enough money into the system. It's not working. Congress is going to have to bail it out somehow, or they're going to have to change it. So this makes it tough. It's very, very important when you're getting ready to retire that if you're in the 60 to 64 age bracket, folks, it's the worst bracket for buying health insurance in this country. The good news is everything, is guaranteed to be issued. I mean, you don't have to worry about your health not allowing you to get coverage like it was years ago. But the problem is, how much is it going to cost? And that's why it's important to sit down and have a review performed on your income. Where's my income going to come from my investments to pay this premium that I didn't have to pay while I was working? That 60 to 64 is the worst bracket. From 65 on, we're in pretty good shape. We got Medicare. All of our tax dollars we've been paying all these years is there to help fund Medicare. Our Part A, which is hospitalization, is taken care of. Our Part B, which is medical coverage, there's a small premium that would come out of our Social Security check, very small. Part D is our drug benefit. And again, small premiums to pay for our prescription drugs. The area that long-term care falls flat on is long-term care. Unfortunately, according to the American Society on Aging, there is a 70% chance we will use long-term care sometime before we die.
Yeah.
That's a high statistic not to have either money to pay for that health care or some way of funding it, whether it be through insurance or maybe elder care planning, something to help for this. You gotta have that base covered. A good prudent plan is going to always plan for the worst. And if it doesn't happen, then we're golden. But if it does happen, we have it planned for. It's the same thing with healthcare. And we got to make sure that all you've got enough money saved to be able to get you through that 60 to 64 bracket or get you through your retirement years. And in some cases, longer than you actually worked. You know, we're living longer as a society. Where is that money going to come from for those future healthcare expenses? One thing we cover that base with the major concerns that we go over with you when we meet you. Healthcare is one of them. I've talked to so many different classes throughout the years and different seminars and events that I've spoke at, and I ask for the major concerns. What are you mostly concerned about? I can promise you everyone that I talk to, someone in the audience is going to raise their hand and say health care. Mm-hmm. So we make sure as advisors that we've got that base covered for our clients. We don't need to leave that hanging and just hope that we can cover it. We need to make sure we got that base covered. Ron, tell them how to make that happen.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
Children who study music tend to have a larger vocabulary and more advanced reading skills than peers. You'll get the same effect when you meet with a local financial maestro. It's an education about the financial world that will enable and equip you to better understand how markets work and how your portfolio can work for you and how you can retire with more peace of mind than those around you who are using tired, outdated strategies. Get on track to retire with confidence and knowledge.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. And Dan, this is the segment of the show, as you know, called Getting to Know You. I know that there are listeners out there today who maybe don't know you very well, so I'm going to ask you a leading question here, and maybe this might tell us all a little bit about you. If you could be present for one event in history, any event that has happened in the past, what would it be?
You know, I think back, I've been watching a lot of these documentaries and stuff lately, and mm-hmm. I talk to my grandpa all the time, who was in World War II, and I think that the end of World War II would have just been like one of the most amazing times to be an American.
Yeah.
And I love, you know, right now, you know, we talk about the segregation politically, and you've got the people that believe this way and the people that believe that way, and how adversarial it all is, but to have a time where truly everybody was just extremely proud of our country and extremely happy to be who they are and a part of what they were. It's just a neat time. You know, I saw a glimpse of that, obviously. I mean, I'm 45 years old, so I missed the World War II thing, but even soon after 9/11, when we saw the whole country kind of come together and forgot a lot of our differences and we were, you know, like focusing on a bigger enemy, if you will, or a mutual opponent or whatever you want to call it. But to see those times where people just band together and they create such an amazing thing and we have such an amazing country here, and many times we take that for granted. And so I think that to focus on the things that we have and what we've been able to accomplish is pretty great. And I think there's no better time in our history, in my opinion, than to think of when we were coming out of some of the really, really tough things.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I yearn for those days, too. We're all part of something much bigger than ourselves, and it's such a shame that we have such division right now. It would be really nice for all of us as Americans to, you know, come together and feel united. But right now, that's just not happening.
It's just not happening.
Well, thanks, Dan. I think that's, you know, that's very reasonable what you just said. And again, you brought up your grandfather. And
you gotta get him in here.
We gotta get him on the show.
Gotta do it. Yep.
That'll be really cool. If you can, you know, if some of him has rubbed off on you, and I can tell that it has, you know, that's a really good influence to have.
Yeah, yep.
This is Getting to Know You, Dan DiVerna on the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz. We'll have more coming up.
Timing is everything, in music as well as in life. Having the right tempo and rhythm helps all the musicians and the conductor lock into place and ensures a smooth and steady performance. The same can be said for your financial future, where timing is everything. Having the right person to guide you through your financial concerto can make all the difference. Timing and tempo in life, in music, and in retirement is everything.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Wherever you go, there I am. Following, lurking, slinking along, continuously nibbling away at your hard work. I'm the Hidden Fees! Don't be afraid of hidden fees in your portfolio. Come in to meet with your financial maestro for a review of all the fees in your current plan. Let us see if we can eliminate those pesky hidden fees!
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Pete Townsend has smashed more than 90 guitars in his WHO career, including at least 23 Fender Stratocasters, 12 Gibson Les Pauls, and 21 Gibson SGs. And our local financial maestros all around the country have smashed the fees in hundreds of portfolios to save their clients thousands of dollars. Keep listening to the Financial Symphony.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. Dan DiVerna is your financial consultant. He's been doing this for a very long time. Dan's office in Perrysburg. We'd love for you to get acquainted with Dan. The number to call is 800-373-9715. You can call that number and just leave your contact information. 800-373-9715. You can come in for a conversation about your financial situation. Of course, the Financial Symphony is all about making sure you hit all the right notes when it comes to your retirement, and making sure that everything is harmonious and that you don't have to lie awake at night wondering if you're going to outlive your money. Nobody wants to be in that situation. Dan, you know, there are a lot of good advisors out there, and there are some bad ones as well. Of course, I put you right at the top of the first category there, but I'm just wondering how you spot a bad advisor. And there's some folks out there listening to the show today who've had bad advisors in the past. How do you know if your financial advisor is actually a bad fit? What about an advisor that you're thinking about working with? How can you tell the good ones from the bad ones? What about a person who has a really long resume? Is that necessarily a good sign, or can it be a bad sign?
Well, in our line of work, it's usually just not a very good sign. It shows that they're bouncing around, and you don't always know the reasons why they're bouncing. So, you know, I'll take my experience or Tim Croak's experience. You know, I worked at New England Financial, and then I came to Creative Financial Partners 12 and a half years ago, where we started this independent firm from scratch. So, but we have had, you know, we have many agents that work here, and most of them have had a couple stops along the way. But every once in a while, we'll have somebody come through, and even when we're interviewing them and we're looking at them to prospectively come work with us, we look very closely at that, because if somebody's bounced around from place to place, we always want to know what the agenda was, why the change happened in the first place. Another thing is sometimes it represents something unstable about them. And that's, in our line of work, that's not really what we're looking for, you know, this financial consulting thing. It's a very important thing, and you want to make sure everybody's kind of got everything mapped out and planned out. You also don't want to have somebody that's just jumping because the grass is greener. Mm-hmm. You want somebody that's going to stay in place and do the work, not just because somebody's trying to entice them to go to the next place. So I would say a long resume is not at all a good thing to have in our line of work.
Okay, well, here's another bad sign. We talk all the time about how everybody's different. Everybody's situation is unique. There is no cookie-cutter solution to financial planning. How about an advisor who offers a one-size-fits-all approach?
Well, this is one of the ways that we get introduced to people all the time. Truthfully, there's many people in this in Northwest Ohio that have financial advisors, and they have gone through the years of working with them. Maybe it's a stockbroker or whoever, insurance guy that they've used. And what they've seen is that they have something that they do a certain way, but that certain way doesn't seem to change. So when they were young, they were in their 20s or 30s or 40s, they were investing one way. And as they've gotten a little bit older, they've just adjusted that a little bit. And so what we have is we start from scratch with every single client. So no matter who you are, they're getting the same type of a platform. And we're starting from scratch, and we're putting all the building blocks together. And so you'll never see two plans that look alike, because none of our clients are alike. There's a lot of people that have a lot of the same benefits, a lot of the same retirement packages, a lot of the same agendas, but very, very few people that have the same platform altogether. So it's one of the things we love about our Money Map process. We get to know people very well in that process. We get to understand them very well in that process. And by the end of the process, everybody knows each other well. We understand what our priorities are, and we understand what needs to happen to make this long, successful retirement, this uneventful retirement, an easier thing to do.
You know, some people listen to a radio show like this and they may be hesitant to call because they think that when they come in, you're going to try to push them into buying something or push a particular product and do a big sales pitch on them. I can tell those folks that is 100% inaccurate. That's not going to happen when you come in to talk to Dan DiVerna. But what about an advisor who always seems to be in sales mode?
It's one of the things I really can't stand. I don't like being sold anything myself. And so I don't like it when I feel like I'm being hustled or sold. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not the way I am. And so what I found in my experience in doing this job is that if I can casually get introduced to people and then we find out a little more organically if we like each other and how it feels, it's just this consultative vibe that goes on and this process that takes over. And it's not a sales thing. Like, there's two or three different ways that you can do this. There's two or three different ways you can do that. And so we develop a lot more of kind of an education to it and a lot more of a comfortable just back and forth about doing it this way or that. And nobody likes that idea of somebody kind of manipulating them into doing something that maybe they don't feel 100% good about. So we've more than steered clear away from that.
800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Your Financial Symphony number to put you in touch with Dan DiVerna. 800-373-9715. We're talking about ways to spot a bad advisor. One who has a long resume. That may be a bad sign. One who tries to use a one-size-fits-all approach, that's definitely a bad sign. And a person who's always selling something, always pushing certain products or always in sales mode, that is not good. How about when you come in for a conversation and you meet with an advisor and there's very little information gathering going on? The advisor is just taking all the time to tell you about himself, how great he is, and all this kind of thing, and doesn't really take the time to figure out much about you.
Well, Ron, I think that that's something that happens a lot in our business. Like, we get caught up in how smart we are sometimes, and people put a lot of importance on that. And I think that in our particular case, we've established, you know, we're pretty smart, we're pretty good at what we do. What we really need to know is an awful lot about you. So that process is heavy. We actually have on my team, we have two people that spend a lot of time with the client, just getting to know the client. and digging into some of those deep areas and getting into the tax returns and looking at the pension plans and the retirement plans and the Social Security and all these different areas. And we're making sure that we understand the last thing we want to do is have something sneak up on us. So we want to make sure we have a handle on all these things. We want to make sure that we are covering all the what ifs and that we have contingency plans for almost everything. And the best way to do that is to have a very clear picture. And so one of the things that I say, and I said it just this week, and I say it pretty much every week, like what we're trying to do is take the clearest picture of where you're at today and get a clear understanding of where you want to go, and we will give you one or two different paths to get there.
Well, one more bad sign that I want to throw at you here, and this is one that I'm sure you've heard a lot of when you meet somebody for the first time, and perhaps they've had an advisor in the past, or maybe they still have one, that never gets in touch unless they're trying to sell them something or you know, they just don't stay in touch on a consistent basis. And I know that has to be very unfortunate, and that's just the exact opposite of the way you work.
Ron, this is the number one reason that we get hired by people that get introduced to us is because many of the advisors, now I'm a little bit younger, but many of the advisors in Northwest Ohio are advisors that have been doing this for a long time. And so it's not uncommon for them to be in their 50s and 60s or maybe even their 70s. And, you know, just with the progress of their business and what they do, they oftentimes don't even feel like they need to do reviews with their clients. And so I cannot even begin to put a number to how many people have come to work with us based on that first introduction because they haven't heard from their guy or heard from their gal. And they don't want to just be left out on an island to figure things out for themselves. They thought they hired this person, that that person would be looking out for them. And the fact that they have to track this person down to try to get an appointment with their financial advisor is very disappointing to them. And so our system is built. We have an awful lot of clients, but on the client intake forms, we'll come in and say, hey, how often would you like to meet with us? And if they can't meet with me, they're meeting with one of the team members. We're meeting at least once a year. We insist on meeting at least once a year with all of our clients. And we've got some clients that we see on a quarterly basis. So we're also following up with emails on a weekly basis if you get on our email list. So if you'd like to get on that list, just go to our website, dandaverna.com, or call into the radio show, and we'll be glad to connect with you on that front. And we'll put you on our list, and you can start to get those emails. And what we found with that is, even though it's just an email, and we know not everybody's going to read the newsletter every single week, it's a really easy way for somebody to respond if something triggers with them. Hey, I really need to get in touch with Dan, but let's say it's Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. You can go to that email, go to your phone, shoot us back a reply, and we'll get back to you. Somebody from the team will get back to you early in the week, the next week. So that's something we've been able to do. It's been a really, really big emphasis for us because we've seen so many of our clients coming to us because of the lack of communication with somebody else. So if you're somebody that's not getting the kind of communication that you deserve, please give me a call.
I know that there are folks out there right now who are thinking about, you know, the fact that they like what you're saying on the radio and they want to come in and get to know you. What happens when they place that phone call to the number that I'm going to give out in just a moment here?
So the process is this. You'll go and you'll leave a voicemail, and then I'll call you back on Monday morning, assuming I'm in the office, which I usually am and definitely am here for the next couple months. We're not traveling or doing anything, but I'll usually call back and we'll just set up a mutually convenient time for us to sit down and chat about your situation. Or sometimes somebody just has a quick question. They say, oh boy, this is something I just wanted to ask you, Dan. And so that's one of the reasons why I've gone to me just calling right back myself, because sometimes there's a situation where they heard me on the radio, and I'll make the call because that kind of just cuts out the middlemen. Mm-hmm. We've got a team of 6-7 people that are working with many of our clients, depending on what that client needs at any particular time. But frankly, that's kind of the process at the beginning. Then we're sitting down, getting to know each other a little bit and seeing if it just feels right.
Yeah, it's a great system. It really is, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Call this number and get to know Dan DiVerna, 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. Just leave your contact information there on a message, and Dan will be the one to get back in touch with you, 800-373-9715. Then you can decide on when you might want to come in and have a conversation. There's no obligation. No cost, 800-373-9715. You're listening to our weekly radio show. We call it the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. We'll be back in just a moment.
We all see the finished product of a music superstar, the sold-out performances, the TV and magazine covers, and the eventual acceptance speech at the Grammys. What you don't often see is what it took to get to that stage. Hours and hours of practice, the traveling, the critics, the improvement. All those little details happen in the background without us noticing. And you know what? Your financial maestro puts together a financial plan for you in much the same way. They make the process easy for you on the surface, and you'll get to marvel at the finished product, your plan. But don't forget about the all-important details and effort that are going on in the background to craft your financial masterpiece. And remember that your plan should be a thing of beauty.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Your financial plan shouldn't be a one-hit wonder.
Skyrockets in flight.
Make sure it'll be considered part of the greatest hits by working with your local financial maestro.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Dan DiVerna is the star of our show. He, of course, is a financial consultant with Creative Financial Partners. Wherever you are in Northwestern Ohio, Dan can help you. He's helped so many individuals and so many couples, so many families. Go to DanDiVerna.com if you'd like to find out more about him, DanDiVerna.com. But the way to get in touch with Dan's office and to set up a conversation is by calling 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Just that easy. Toll free, 800-373-9715. Dan's office in Perrysburg. And Dan, this is time for one of your greatest hits. I know we could probably talk for hours on this because you've been doing it for so long and you have a lot of greatest hits out there, but narrow it down to one, if you would. Tell us about a time when you met with somebody who had really strong opinions about something out there in the financial world, and they were really, really wrong.
Well, I think back to an awful long time ago. This was when I was pretty early in the business. This was actually before we started Creative Financial Partners. So it was over 12 and a half years ago. And we had run into a company that their local division was getting offers of buyouts. And I remember I was working with my uncle and a couple other people. And one of the people had invested in a particular way. Now, to give you some time reference, this is like 2000, 2001, 2002, and we're going through that tech kind of bubble stuff. And my team, I've always worked with a team. So if you're working with me, you're working with more than just me. I've always felt like, and that was part of how I was groomed with Tim Croak, but to think that you're the smartest guy or gal in any one thing is one thing, but to think you're going to be able to cover all the things that we do, you're really fooling just yourself. But I remember the situation where we laid out exactly how these three or four people could retire, take this early buyout, have some opportunities, and we had one of them who really felt like he didn't like our advice, frankly. We had a one guy who was a stock guy that worked for New England Financial, and he had very strong opinions. And he told this gentleman, like, listen, you have all this company stock on top of the fact that you have a pension, on top of the fact that you have all this in your 401k. Like, we really think you should make some changes in this philosophy. And this guy just absolutely just believed he was a true optimist. And he thought that things were only – it was onward and upward. And if anything ever went down for a little bit, it was just a little bit, and it was going to go back up. Well, you know, fast forward, some of those decisions that he didn't make that his peers made gave the peers the opportunity to retire and kind of move off into the sunset, if you will. But this guy ended up having to work at least another 10 years. The last time I encountered him, and he is not a client of mine, he didn't take our advice, but it was to his detriment for sure, because had he done that, he'd have been in the same situation with so many of our other clients that we had walked through that. But he was just an optimist, and there's nothing wrong with being optimistic, but there's something that you have to do about the planning side and making sure that you're just dotting I's, crossing T's, and really this is not an emotional situation. You can't be emotionally connected to the investments that you're in. You have to make sure that you're making these decisions based upon education, on information. And so for you to be just thinking there's a gut feeling or something that you feel like you know, I mean, even the greatest investors like Warren Buffett, they lost a lot of money if you go back to 2008. And the reason that he was okay with that was because he knew he was going to be in those things for the long haul and he wasn't looking short term. So I know that's a little bit long on that story there, Ron, but the idea with that is really to make sure that you're looking forward with a plan in mind. We always have the plan in mind.
Well, you know what they say, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So,
absolutely.
You know, I wish this guy could be your client now. He'd be in a lot better condition for sure.
I totally agree.
Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. Again, your number to call to reach him is 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. There's more coming up on today's show. This is the Financial Symphony.
It's remarkable sometimes the emotions and feelings music brings to our daily lives. It was there for graduation, on our wedding day, and sometimes even resonates on our darkest days. So as you look back on life and remember the music that strikes a chord with you, take a moment to look forward to your retirement. Will it be a time ripe with uncertainty? Or will it be a time of joy? If you're in a spot now where you don't think your current plan will deserve that kind of celebration when you reach retirement, then it's time to get a second opinion.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. And the number to call to reach Dan is 800-373-9715. So many people call that number every week and come in for a really quick conversation, a conversation so you can learn a whole lot about financial matters and about your retirement. That's what this show is all about. And the number to call to make it happen, to get individual information, is 800-373-9715. There is no one-size-fits-all plan when it comes to retirement planning, and that's why Dan DiVerna would like to sit down and have a conversation with you, a very comfortable conversation, no pressure, no salesmanship involved. 800-373-9715. That's 1-800-373-9715. You can come into Perrysburg and have that conversation wherever you live in northwestern Ohio. And Dan, as always, we've gotten some great questions on the request line this week. Roger is in Toledo, and Roger says, I've had some losses in my IRA recently. Nothing huge, but it still makes me nervous. My broker says he's not worried about it because everything goes up in the long run. But I'm 60 years old. I'm not sure he understands my sense of urgency. Is he right? Do you think I should just chill out at this point?
Well, Roger, you should definitely chill out. But I'll tell you, it is our job to make sure that our clients are comfortable. And so you might be in a situation, as we see many, many people, as they get a little bit older and they get closer to that retirement date, or sometimes in retirement, they realize that they just don't want that bouncing around anymore. They don't want the opportunity to lose the kind of dollars that so many people experienced in 2007 to 2009 and all that bouncing around. So if you're in a situation like that, it is time to kind of have a heart-to-heart with your advisor and to make sure that you are absolutely on the same page. You want to make sure that he understands, he or she understands where you are and where your place is, because I've got some clients that are in their 60s and 70s that invest like they're young people and they understand it and they're happy when things are good. And yes, they're a little disappointed when things aren't good, but they understand it. And then I've got some other people that have just gotten more and more conservative. And so we've just kind of tightened things up a little bit. And so we know that the range is not there. So they no longer have some of the upside potential that they once had, but they also know and are very comfortable with the fact that they don't have the opportunity for the losses. And so I think it would be a key time and a crucial time for you to go in and have that talk with your advisor. And I'll tell you this, many, many, many times I'm the guy that comes in at the stage where somebody is getting ready to retire, or they are retired and they decided to shift gears. And we're doing our money map process, and we're dotting the I's and crossing the T's, because oftentimes that advisor that took you through that accumulation phase is not the same person that takes you through that retirement phase. And so if you're in a situation where you feel like maybe you were with the person that was going to help you accumulate, but maybe they're not the right person, it's completely possible that it's time to shift gears in that way too.
Gosh, Dan, it strikes me that you have helped so many people, and I know why you enjoy doing your job so much. You wake up in the morning and you're excited to get to work and help somebody else, and gosh, that must be a really good feeling when somebody walks out of your office and they have a smile on their face, feeling better about their future.
Yeah, I think about one of my friends. Well, I call him a friend. He's a client too, but he called me this week. Or fired off a text to me really early, just something. And I answered right back, and he's like, holy cow, because he's works for the plumbers and pipe fitters. Mm-hmm. And he said, boy, I knew you got up early, but this early? And I said, yeah, I get up at 4:57 every day. And like, why in the world would you get up at 4:57? I said, if you go to work and it's not like work, it isn't that bad. And so I've always had that, you know, I grew up with that mentality, the hardworking mentality. And, you know, I try to instill that in my kids, and we've done a pretty good job, but it's hard because you want them to have the stuff that you didn't have, but yet you want them to work for it and earn it and all those things. So I'm trying to strike the balance just like everybody else is. But the neat thing for my personal situation, which I don't see enough of, is people that are going to work and it's not a job. You know, and I'm just blessed, so blessed to have found the place where going to work isn't hard for me. This is just the natural thing, and it's one of the most comfortable places I could possibly be every day.
Find something you absolutely love to do and manage to make a living doing it, and you never have to work a day in your life.
That is so right.
Got another question here from Gretchen in Oregon. Gretchen says, I just lost my job and will probably be without income for a few months while I find the next one. First of all, she's pretty optimistic about being able to find something fairly quickly here. And she wants to know, is this a good time to do a Roth conversion since I won't have as much income this year as I normally have?
Gretchen, you are educated far above the average person to be thinking like this. That's a great idea, Gretchen. The idea of converting money into a Roth IRA, and we actually have a calculator that helps tell you when you should do that, how you should do it, at what age it makes the most sense. Sometimes it doesn't. Oftentimes people are really excited about the idea of taking money out of things like 401ks and traditional IRAs and converting it into a Roth, because you'll never have to pay taxes on it again. The biggest problem always the biggest problem is you want to have the ability to write the check out of your checking or savings or non-qualified funds to pay the taxes on that for that conversion. If you have those means there, Gretchen, I think that's a great idea. I don't want to speak to your situation and act like I know all of the moving parts, but conceptually, I like where your head's at.
We have some smart listeners out there. Dan, wouldn't you agree? That's a really smart question. Here on the Financial Symphony, the way you would like to get in touch with Dan DiVerna and set up a conversation in Dan's office, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. If you like, you can check out Dan DiVerna on his website, dandiverna.com. Really easy to remember, dandiverna.com. Or just call the number, 800-373-9715. One more question on today's show from Bill in Tiffin. And Bill says, I was planning to work for one more year and then retire. But I'm now hearing that we might have some layoffs and I could be offered a severance package equal to 1 year's salary. So that actually seems like it would be great news since I was only planning to work another year anyway. Am I dumb for hoping that I get laid off?
Bill, winner, winner, chicken dinner. This is potentially an awesome, awesome opportunity if it really happens for you. No, Bill, I don't think you're dumb at all for hoping that you get laid off. I think that situation just kind of presents itself every once in a while. We have those situations where everything just kind of lines up. So I think if this happens for you, I think it's a blessing. And I think, when things are supposed to be, they're just supposed to be. So I wish you the best of luck, Bill. And if you need anybody to crunch the numbers and make sure it all works, I would love for you us to get an opportunity to do that. And one of the questions I get a lot is kind of what does that first meeting look like? And I'll just tell you that it's very laid back. Sometimes it's a little funny. We'll sit together and we don't actually talk as much as people would think about the science of it or the math behind it. It's usually more getting a feel for each other and making sure that everything feels right. And assuming that it feels right, we've got all the credentials here. I think it's my fifth or sixth year at the top of the table through the $1 million round table. And that just means that we're in the top 1% of financial advisors that are floating around on the planet. And so we've done a good job with establishing ourselves. When I think back to the early days of Creative Financial Partners, it's, 12 and a half years ago, there was just four of us here. Now we've got 30 some people that work in our office here. And so we've done good. We've established ourselves and now we're in a spot. We are in this fantastic spot where we work with people that we like and people that it just feels right. And so when we're sitting with these people, they end up starting off as just acquaintances, but then becoming friends and clients. And it's such an organic process that we've built here. And it's so good. And this is one of the reasons that we're on the radio is that we can kind of share that with people locally and that they can know that they have somewhere that is really based upon the feeling first. And yes, we have to make sure the math works and we're extremely familiar with those processes with our teams and everything. But if you'd like to go through that process and you'd like to have, whether it's that second opinion or you have that financial junk drawer that needs to be sorted out, please give us a call right now.
1-800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. That number will put you through to Dan DiVerna's office. You can come in and have a conversation with no obligation whatsoever. It's not going to cost you a penny. When you come in for a visit, you're not hiring Dan DiVerna as your financial consultant. There's a good possibility that you might want to become a client, but if you don't, then that's cool too. 800-373-9715. Check out the website, dandiverna.com. But again, that all-important number, 800-373-9715. Dan, it's been a pleasure being with you on the show today.
Awesome. Thanks, Ron.
Join us again next week for the next edition of the Financial Symphony.